Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 486.5, down a quarter on the open. May, 494.5, down 3.25. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 474.5, down 2 on the open. May, 483, down 3.75. July, 476, down 3.5. September, 484, unchanged. December, 491, down 2 on the open. March corn opened at 365, down 5.5 on the open. May, 374, down 6. July, 380.5, down 4.75. September, 369, down 2.5. December, 357.5, down 4.5 on the open. March oats opened at 259, down 3 on the open. January soybeans opened at 667, down 2.25 on the open. March, 680, down 2. May, 693, down 2.25. July, 703, down 4.5. November, 721, down 5.25 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 187.50, down 30 on the open. March, 192.20, down 20. January soybean oil opened at 28.45, down 20 on the open. March, 28.85, down 23. At the Merck, January feeders open at 100 even, up 15 on the open. March, 99.10, up 10. April, 99.60, up 17.5. May, 145, up 30 on the open. February live cattle open at 92.80, down 30 on the open. April, 94.10, down 17.5. June, 89.35, down 25. August, 88.12.5, down 15 on the open. February lean hogs open at 59.65, up 15 on the open. April, 63.60, up 5. May, 69.90, up 10. June, 72.20, down 5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 89.50, down 7.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Dave.
Yesterday, we saw almost limit down in the lead option month. March contract came off the 20-cent drop just before the closing bell. We finished 19¾ cents off that opening. What I want to know from you is, yesterday's action, how much of that do you believe was tied to index fund and or traditional hedge fund?
Who knows? I mean, who really knows? I think what a lot of yesterday was, although the open interest figures don't necessarily belie it, but I think what we did with the market yesterday was hit some stops from some of the spec funds. And you have today, and it's just like much over the last week and a half now, we've had a market that has not had a lot of what I'm going to call new, fresh news in it. And when we step down below some of those relatively high sell stops under the 10-day moving average, you basically had enough selling in the marketplace, and you had a vacuum there of really nobody wanting to buy it. We have to remember, we rallied last week on not a lot of news. So I think basically what we did, we basically brought the market back to reality temporarily.
So we're really in a range, if you look at this, in the November range, top and bottom, aren't we?
November-December range, yeah. You know, it's a combination of both. We set peaks back in late November, and then we set those lows in early December, and, you know, we're really still trapped within that basic trading range yet.
Awaiting new fundamental news?
Well, the market's just waiting for some kind of a direction, whether it's coming from new fundamental news or whether it's signs that, you know, the index funds and some of this index money is investment money, I mean, is starting to flow back into the market here again. You know, there was a thought yesterday that, you know, since the investment money and the index funds didn't show up at the opening, well, they weren't going to buy. Well, who expected them to show at the first minute of the first day of the new year? I certainly didn't. They're going to be picky and choosy maybe where they start to do some stuff. On the fundamental side, you know, you're going to have a market that may be trapped a little bit here temporarily as we wait those crop reports a week from tomorrow.
Are those crop reports fairly priced into this marketplace at this point?
Well, that's something you never know, because crop reports, you can always have surprises on them. The general feel, on corn especially, is that, you know, the yield number could end up coming down a little bit. There's going to be some expectation that demand numbers could be biased up just a little bit. And so I think people are going to be looking for a bit smaller carryout. I think that's enough to hold the market here where it is. Whether it's enough to carry it to new highs, I would be suspicious, especially I don't see people really wanting to necessarily do anything in a big way ahead of those reports unless they're really comfortable with prices.
With not a lot of fundamental data to look at, do you begin to chew on economic data? For example, maybe the idea that the Federal Reserve may not cut interest rates soon?
Oh, that's an overall issue in the marketplace itself, but that's one of those issues when you step into the grain market, it's an excuse to buy or sell on a day when there isn't any other news around. But suffice it to say, when you look at the corn market in particular at this point, and you still see some of the potential ethanol demand that's out there in the future, and still some uncertainty how many acres we're going to get this coming year, I don't find anybody out there that's going to be willing to sell this market real hard and with a lot of authority either.
So are you of a mindset that when you look and it's all said and done, that the carry out in 2007 will be around the 1 billion bushel level?
You mean at the end of this marketing year?
No, at the next marketing year.
The next marketing year?
Mm-hmm.
That won't even be near a billion bushel.
What is your best guess then?
I don't have a solid number put together, but I'm somewhere down in 800 million camp.
And what would that do to prices?
That's hard telling at this point. You know, that's one that's going to hold prices up here at this particular juncture, but you got so many hurdles to leap through to want to even get there yet. We've got to come up with some kind of a firm acreage number. We won't do that until the spring. We got to see what the planting weather is like. We got to see what the yield's like. I mean, it's just so many things that are in the mix in here that the only thing I know at this juncture is that there probably isn't what I'm going to call a huge downside risk in the market for quite some time.
All right, then. Let's look at your analysis for the soybeans, please.
Well, it's a little bit less positive. Primarily tied to the fact that, you know, we've got a good-looking South America crop coming along in here. But, you know, you don't want to lose sight in here as people start putting together these acreage numbers, and some people are looking for 5-6 million less soybean acres, something in that realm. If corn plantings and timing goes well and are bigger than 6-7 million, you know, you could talk about even smaller bean acres. And I want to remind people out there that, you know, there's still a huge demand base for soybeans and products, and you can't ignore that. So as the corn market holds itself together, I don't see soybeans having a huge downside risk. And if corn starts marching higher, I think it's going to carry soybeans somewhat higher. It's not going to go up as fast as corn, certainly, but soybeans through the winter can ill afford to go down if corn goes up, because we can't afford to lose that many acres here in the U.S.
Turn your attention over to the Merck and give us your analysis for the first quarter of the year, please.
I think the hog market's got some defensive things to happen here. As long as the weather stays nice, I think cash markets are going to get mired down in here around the $40 mark somewhere for the hog market, and that would tend to say that, at least for the short term, hog futures are going to tend to be soft. The cattle market itself, we got weather into the mix here at this particular juncture, give us a pretty good jump to the upside. I think it's going to be much more volatile in here, but I think we've probably passed the low in the cattle market. But, you know, whether we're able to hold these high 80s or maybe something near 90 is still a question mark in the short term, but I don't see it down below the mid-80s anymore.
Anything you would like to add?
Well, I think people need to remind themselves at this point. We've got grain prices at high levels. Volatility is going to be a lot bigger than they're used to, and they better get comfortable with that.
So comfort with volatility and maybe some protections, too. Thank you very much, Dale.
All right. Have a good morning.
Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. He joins us. Well, the folks from AgriVisor join us every Thursday morning on the Opening Market Report. Let's look at the current tick. In Kansas City, March wheat now at 488, up 1 1/4. March wheat at the Board of Trade, 474.5, down 2. May, 484, down 2 3/4. March corn, 367, down 3.5. May, 376.25, down 3 3/4. July, 382.25, down 3. September, 368.5, down 3. December, 360.5, down 1.5. January beans, 663, down 6.25. March, 676, down 6. May, 689.5, down 6.25. November, 721.5, down 4 3/4. January soybean meal, 187.20, down 60. January soybean oil, 28.42, down 23. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.